Good morning. I'm your dentist, and I'll be performing a cleaning today. Now, I understand you've had some bad experiences with dentists in the past, which is why you came here. Physician said she gave you a little happy pill 20 minutes ago, so unless you have any questions, you can. What? Of course I'm a dentist. You do know that women can be dentists now, right? God, I thought we left this blatant sexism behind years ago. Or is this about how young I look? Yes, I do look like a teenager. It would be very flattering under other circumstances, but see that diploma way over there? 4 years of that. Dental school, another four. So theoretically, I'd have to be a minimum of 26 years old. And this is a reputable business. Do you think they'd let me walk around here like I own the place if I wasn't legitimate? Or that our waiting room will be filled with clients as it is? No, it's okay. You just hit a nerve. Because of all the trouble my youthful appearance and petite body has caused me, and the medication is affecting you, weakening your judgment, so you can't be entirely liable for your actions. Speaking of which, it looks like the medication has fully taken its hold, so perhaps we can get started. Now, sit down and I'll recline your chair. Let's see. Let's have a look. It appears you're a little uptight still. Well, we can't have that. A little nitrous oxide will help you calm down. Here, try to breathe through your nose. Dangerous? No, not at all. I'll even breathe some in if you want to. See? There. You're much more relaxed now. Me too, actually. Now to get to work on that cleaning. Damn it. I think the chair is broken. I can't lower it anymore. Well, that's fine. I'll just have to improvise, I guess. Me, I'm climbing on top of you. Well, I can't reach you effectively from the ground. Well, I realize this is unorthodox, but maybe you'll find it attractive from filming straddling your body in distraction from the cleaning. There we go. Let's see. Right about here. This should be a good place for me to sit on you. So I can lean over and clean your teeth, of course. So, open your mouth. Well, sorry, I have to sit right there. It's just the best place that works. And this isn't making me a little less nervous. I mean, at least about the teeth cleaning. Although you do seem to be getting nervous about me. Maybe more nitrous oxide for the both of us. How do you like that? Yeah, that's much better. You don't mind that I'm kind of just sitting on your erection at the moment, do you? With just our clothes and my panties between us. Well, neither do I. It feels kind of good, actually. Even better when I'm like a little, because I can tell just how big that thing is. Even though, through all this material, I can still feel it. At least I'm pretty sure I know how big it is. Let me confirm that, though. Now, this is completely necessary. I can determine so many things from just handling your penis. I can tell your pulse rate and get a rough idea of your temperature. The fact that it's so hard means your blood pressure circulation is ideal, and that we didn't have to sedate you too much. And look how hard it gets when I stroke it. That's a good test of your reactions. Much more pleasant than hitting your knee with a mallet, isn't it? Now, I don't do this for all my patients, but you seem especially nervous about this visit. You aren't even noticing or caring that I've begun my exam on your mouth, have you? But I'll need both hands to actually clean your mouth, so let me open this lab coat and lift up my dress and slide these panties over a little and position you. Hey. Both hands are free now. Now just open your mouth a little more, and we'll be done in no time. No cavities, which is almost a shame because sometimes filling holes can be fun. But it looks like you. I do take care of your teeth. There's just a little buildup right here. I'll just get it off just by moving it slowly up and down. Maybe not so slowly. Sorry, it appears I forgot to wear my bra today. The rhythmic bouncing up and down, and down is distracting both of us, so please do me a favor and put your hands on them. Just to keep them in place. No. Keep them in place. A little harder. Soon I'll get both of us off, but we have to polish first. It'll only take a minute. Can you hold out that long? You've been such a good patient. A very, very, very good patient. Now, just a little longer. I'm going as fast as I can. Looks like we made a mess. Two messes, to be exact. I can take care of the toothpaste in a little suction. At least the other one can wait a bit. Let's see how well I did on your mouth. I call that a very good, very good, and that is such a refreshing flavor. It didn't end up messy at all. Let's see if we can keep it that way as I try to get off you. Oh, good. Didn't spill a drop. No, just tuck it back in your pants. So did that go a little better than expected? You're not gonna be so afraid of dentists now, are you? You know, that's not something I do for all of my patients. So, we will bill your insurance company, of course. But if you didn't enjoy the experience today, tips are always appreciated. Wow, that is very generous. Thank you so much. For a special patient like yourself, I can give you private cleanings in your home or any location you want. Let me give you my phone number. And I definitely recommend not waiting 6 months for your next appointment. Here, let me show you out the back. It's a lot closer to the parking anyway. Hey, Mom. Yeah, I just stopped by on my way to campus. Well, one of your receptionists told me you were going to be late, so I told your first patient. Poor guy couldn't wait, really. Which is a shame, because I got the impression he was pretty rich. Oh, this, well, you know it's always so cold in your office. I just threw on your lab coat so I wouldn't freeze to death. You don't mind, do you? Well, you can have it back. I'm all warmed up anyway. No, don't worry. This time I didn't come to ask for more money. It's all about school. I made a decision recently. I want to change majors. Maybe I'll be a dentist after all. It just seems like a well-paying and honorable profession.